Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest. We have Sarah Clark. And Sarah is a social media consultant and founder of Dufferin Media. And so, Sarah, I wanted to first start this podcast by saying thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Awesome. Thank you, Avery. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and I know that we have, you know, a little bit of a more personal relationship now, and I love what you're doing, and I want to get into a little bit about who you are, though. And so the first question I have is just to tell us a little bit about who you are, about what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned before, I am a social media consultant and founder of Dufferin Media. So I've been working in the social media management business for a number of years now, and I've sort of expanded my skills into various other areas of digital marketing. And in terms of being a social impactor, I think what I try and do is not just help the business clients that I'm working with, but also to give back to my community and use my skill set to help local organizations such as the Orangeville Food Bank.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that. So the Orangeville Food Bank, what is the, just tell me a little bit about it. What is it? What is it doing? And what's the impact it's making?
Sure. The Orangeville Food Bank is a volunteer organization that's been in Orangeville for well over 20 years. And it provides food to the community in a sort of a food bank environment. They've changed a lot in the last few years, where a lot more of the food that they're distributing is more fresh and perishable foods as opposed to the traditional sort of canned goods. I started volunteering at the food bank over 5 years ago when I offered to see if they needed any assistance managing their Facebook page. And it just kind of grew from there, because as I started spending more time at the food bank, I started volunteering in other areas. So I help them with all of their social media posts and management, but I also volunteer there on a weekly basis doing client intake. So I sort of have evolved in my role. I'm sort of on the front lines as well as doing the communications piece too.
Yeah, and I think one of the most important parts, and I volunteered for a local food bank in Barrie too, and one of the most important parts about creating real sustainable impact is also telling your story, right? So when it comes to social media marketing, when it comes to the world that you work in, that's how you can really showcase the impact it's creating.
Yeah, honestly, using personal experiences that I have at the food bank, I think really helps me be able to communicate in a different way on social media with the public. So for example, I had an instance recently where I had a client who required a wheelchair for her mother. And we went through the process of finding someone in the community that would donate that. And when I shared that story on social media, it had a huge reaction. It was just a really positive experience to show that when you put an ask out to the community, how many people are out there that want to help? Like, it just really inspired a lot of people. So that was an interesting recent experience that I had.
Yeah, and again, it's showing that people are more attracted to the impact you can make in the world rather than, you know, sometimes the money you make or the things that you do, but impact lasts and it stays with people.
Yeah, I really love sharing those good news stories too, because there tends to be a lot of, you know, negative stuff that happens in the world and in our community and online. So I really like to focus on the positive things that come out of that.
Yeah, yeah. And so let's keep on that trend of conversation, because I want to segue into the next question. And it really is about the impact you're creating. But the question is, how are you making a positive impact in your community?
I would say by being able to increase the awareness for the food bank and help them reach some of their goals. I've been able to use my skills and my online knowledge to help them do fundraising and to do event marketing. And it just, it allows the word to get out there to more people. And then I can sort of use my experience there as, you know, I'm putting my heart into it. It's not just me creating social media content. Like there's actually, I know the stories behind it. I know the stories as to why we need peanut butter. And to be able to share that out to the community, I think has a big impact. And we did share that recently, like we were running out of peanut butter. And just by doing a post and sharing it out to the social media platforms for the food bank, they were immediately contacted by another organization in Brampton that actually had some excess peanut butter, and they were able to do a food share with that organization, as well as the public being able to sort of, when they were out and about on Saturday morning doing their grocery shopping, we got a lot of donations in that way too.
Oh, and that's, again, that's one of those, you know, good feel stories, because it brought community together, right? That's people helping people.
It is. And there's, I really am very inspired by the way that the food bank is connected with all of the other organizations in the community that are helping the vulnerable and at risk. And they do food sharing and other sharing both ways. So I really love seeing that. Like, I think that's really important to let people know. I don't know if a lot of people realize that happens behind the scenes. None of this is really government driven. It's all volunteers that are, you know, one place might be a women's shelter, one place might be our youth shelter, and they need something like dry pasta. So the food bank shares with them. And then it's just like a really great network of support for the people that are the most vulnerable in our community.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the most important parts, and the part that makes me the most excited about, you know, initiatives like this, is you're helping vulnerable populations and in a really sustainable way.
Yeah, exactly. So I really like to see that sort of bigger picture. And then I love having the chance to be on the front lines and actually speaking to community members that need help, like doing client intake on a weekly basis. Puts me face to face with the families that are the most vulnerable. And if there's an opportunity for me to help that person or that family in any way I can, it's such a pleasure to be able to give back, even if it's in a small way. For example, I had a client, and she asked if I knew of any resource that would help with eyeglasses. And I honestly didn't know. I'd not come across that question before. And even though I'm volunteering at the food bank, we try and help if we can with other situations too, right? So I did some research on the internet and found out that Lens Crafters actually offers a free service to provide people that are on OW and ODSP with free eyeglasses. So I was able to get this woman in touch with the Lens Crafters in Alliston, because we don't have one here in Orangeville. And she went through the process and got a free pair of eyeglasses. And she came in a little while after that and gave me a big hug. And it was just a really wonderful experience. And then I was also able to share that information on the social media for the food bank to let other people know that that was something that was available that we previously didn't know about.
Yeah. And that's the power of, you know, again, the humanity in business. And this is a really good opportunity to ask the next question. And so the next question I have is this idea of social impact, or this idea of impact. Do you believe it's an important part of business?
It's an important part of business?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why?
Here.
yeah. No. I the reason I ask the question so broadly is because why is it important? Why is it important for us to continually ask ourselves, are we making an impact?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I actually was speaking with somebody about this yesterday. You know, when I started Dufferin Media and I was looking for the tagline to use, we picked in business to help your business succeed online. And when I think about that, and I think about the most important piece of my tagline. It doesn't just apply to my business, but it applies to everything. And it's the word help. And when I've needed help from others in my business or personal life, it's usually there if I ask for it. And in the community here, I think that making a social impact is really about helping other people. So whether it's me helping other entrepreneurs or business owners in my business life, or me helping in the community by volunteering at the food bank, or I mean, it could be something minor as just, you know, smiling to the cashier at the grocery store. It's a wide circle of making an impact.
Yeah. And what I'm understanding from that, and it's kind of how I process too, is that when you are in tune with who you are, or in tune with, you know, your moral compass and what you do in life, the impact comes from, you know, it's a multifaceted thing. It comes from every part of your life, right? You can make an impact at the food bank. You can make an impact at your business by helping that lady that you just talked about. Like, these are things that you can do, and it really does translate into the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And one thing actually that just came to mind too is that I've had the pleasure of having some high school co-op students through the years at Dufferin Media. And there's something special about helping a young person navigate who they might want to be in their life and sort of guide them with my own experiences and knowledge, and just to kind of see the light go on in their eyes too. I think that that's been a really interesting opportunity I've had here as well. I have a very special young entrepreneur that's been my co-op student this semester, and he's been so inspiring, and actually I've learned a lot from him. So I get back when I'm in the mindset of helping others. I get back, I think, more than I contribute.
Yeah, it's the idea that give more than you get, because it comes back in karma, and it comes back in you know, multitudes more.
Absolutely. I 100% believe that.
Okay. So last question I have for you, and this is one of my favorite questions to ask, actually. What's your advice then for other people to begin making their own impact?
Honestly, it does not have to be anything on a big scale to start making an impact. There are so many ways that any of us can give back. And I think the most important part for me was to pick something that I was passionate about. And that's what I think makes it personal, is if there's something that's important to you and that you're passionate about, then you can help make a social impact in that area. So for example, if somebody was really keen on animals, then they could do something that is contributing to that type of organization. Or like for me, it was the food bank, because poverty is something that is close to my heart, and the community of Orangeville, because I'm a fourth generation. So being helpful in my community was important. So I think that would be my advice, is just, you can start in the smallest way and find something that you're really interested in. And it doesn't take money necessarily, though I know that's helpful to a lot of organizations, but volunteering, or even simple tasks such as sharing information on your social media, that can have a social impact. By spreading awareness of certain causes that are important to you.
Yeah. Spreading awareness is key, right? That's that storytelling piece that really helps drive that conversation, but also helps you, again, maybe your impact is a little bit local, but it helps you make that impact a little bit larger. And it could be, you know, a slow process day by day, but it really does help build your mission and your impact in the world.
Absolutely. It can be, I think it can be big or small, but each action that you can take that's helping others can make a big impact.
I love that. And so Sarah, I just wanted to say as a final, you know, part of this podcast, again, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today and really giving insight and showing that, you know, a local community needs just as much support and just as much impact as, you know, people always think about the large picture. Local is just as important. Absolutely. And that's where it usually starts.
Absolutely. Just starting in the community. I mean, as much as someone might think that the town of Orangeville is small, and so, you know, why would it need more assistance at the food bank? But the reality is that poverty is everywhere. And we serve over 500 people a month at the food bank, and they don't come every month. So there is a huge need, even in small local communities.
And there always will be. And that's why I think that, you know, this precedent, this thing that what we can do in local communities is always the catalyst to making bigger change.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
So Sarah, as a final remark then, where can people, you know, contact you or be in contact with what you're doing with Dufferin Media and in the community? What's the best way to reach out?
That's great. So any one of my social media profiles can be found on my personal website, which is www.sarahclark.biz. And my personal email is sarah@dufferinmedia.ca. And I'm always happy to answer any questions that anybody has.